Biggie Smalls' net worth, if he was alive today, and more information you want to know. Biggie Smalls was also called the Notorious B.I.G., and he was an American rapper and hip-hop musician. Smalls was born with the name Christopher George LaTorre Wallace in 1972 in Brooklyn. The artist began his career in his teens as a rapper, and he received some help initially from the DJ Mr. C. His demo tape caught the attention of the famous record producer Sean Combs. Bad Boy Records signed him in 1992, and his first single as a solo singer was released in 1993 and was called Party and Bullshit. His debut album was titled Ready to Die, released in 1994. It was a huge commercial success. It was certified as a 4X Platinum by RIAA. Biggie Smalls died at the age of 24, and a couple of prior recorded albums, viz. Born Again and Life After Death, was released later in 1999 and 1997. Bio: real name, Christopher George LaTorre Wallace. Nickname, Biggie Smalls or the Notorious B.I.G. Profession, musician. Birthday, May 21, 1972. Birthplace, Brooklyn, New York. Height, weight, 6 feet 2 inches, 395 pounds. Zodiac sign, Gemini. Nationality, American. Ethnicity, African American. Love life, Biggie Smalls was married to the singer Faith Evans from 1994 to 1997. He also had an affair with Lil' Kim, who was a rapper. He gave birth to 2 children, a boy called Christopher Jr. and a daughter named Tiana. Parents, father, George LaTorre. Mother, the letter Wallace. Siblings, Smalls was the only child to his parents. Net worth, if he were alive today, would be $160 million. Religion, Jehovah's Witness. Education, high school dropout at 17. Future events, none as he is no more. Social media pages, https://www.facebook.com/search/top/?Biggie Smalls' early life. Both Biggie's parents hailed from Jamaica in the Caribbean islands. His mother taught in the preschool while the father Selwyn was a welder and a small-time politician. After his father left the family, his mother worked 2 jobs to make sure that her son went to a private school. She was successful in achieving this goal, but Biggie was later transferred to another school, which boasted of rappers such as DMX, Busta Rhymes, and Jay-Z. Biggie was very good in English but was inconsistent in this period. He later dropped out of school altogether at the age of 17 in the year 1989. He received the nickname Big because of his oversized girth and began selling drugs at the age of 12. His mother was not aware of these activities. Biggie later stepped up these activities after dropping out of the school and soon found himself in trouble with the law. He served a 5-year probationary sentence starting from 1989 when he was busted for weapon possession. He was arrested next year for violating the probation. 1 year later, he was found dealing in cocaine and spent 9 years in jail waiting for bail. Breakthrough: Biggie started rapping as a teenager for entertaining the people around his neighborhood. After getting out of jail, he developed a demo tape named Biggie Smalls. The name was taken from a 1975 gangster movie, Let's Do It Again. It was also his nickname since his childhood. In the beginning, he was not serious about pursuing a career in music. He just enjoyed listening to his voice on tape. But the intro tape landed up in the hands of The Source magazine, who were impressed by the music and were responsible for profiling Smalls in a hype column in 1992. After this, Biggie was asked to record songs with other unknown rappers. This soundtrack was to come to the attention of Sean Combs, who was an A&R manager and producer that worked for Uptown Records, which was a leading urban company. Smalls started as an intern in the label from 1990. Combs made arrangements for a recording deal with Smalls, however, he left Uptown Records soon after that as a result of a fallout with the label boss Andre Harrell. Combs set up his label called Bad Boy Records. Biggie Smalls joined him in 1992. Friendship and feud with Tupac: in the first year when he worked on the music of his debut album, Biggie met Tupac Shakur. This encounter took place in a party held by a drug dealer from LA. They hung out together, and Tupac gifted a bottle of Hennessy to Biggie. Tupac was already an efficient recording artist by the time. Tupac was Biggie's mentor for a while after that. Smalls even asked Tupac to become his manager. But Tupac declined and asked Biggie to keep his present manager. Biggie was a bit low on cash at the time as he had become a father to Tiana from his high school sweetheart. Biggie went back to dealing with drugs at this point until Combs made him stop. However, the most important day of the year 1994 for Biggie was November 30th. On this, Tupac Shakur was shot 5 times in a robbery in New York. Tupac survived the incident and believed that Biggie and Combs arranged the attack. This was followed by the release of Biggie's track Who Shot Ya? Within 2 months, Tupac thought this was taunting Biggie leveled at him and, as an answer, released a track called Hit 'Em Up in the following year. In this track, he claimed that he slept with Biggie's wife. This charge was later denied by Biggie's wife. Biggie Smalls' legacy. Biggie Smalls was shot down in 1997, but this was not the last the world had heard of from this singer. He featured on 5 songs of Puff Daddy's album No Way Out in 1997. One of the singles from the album called I'll Be Missing You is dedicated to Smalls' memory. It won the Grammy for the Best Duo Rap Performance in 1998, incidentally beating Biggie's other song Mo Money Mo Problems, which was nominated in the same category. 2 more albums were released posthumously by using the unreleased material, viz., Born Again and Duets, The Final Chapter. The former was released in 1999 and the latter in 2005. There were a host of guest artists performing on the album such as Jay-Z, Bizarre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Bob Marley, also posthumously. A metal band Korn also featured in the record. There was a biopic created in the memory of Biggie Smalls, and the comedian Jamal Woolard played his role in it. The film grossed $44 million worldwide. However, the film sparked a war of words between Lil' Kim and Faith Evans. Lil' Kim was upset by the portrayal of her in the movie. They reconciled later, and Kim even made an appearance later in 2017 album of duets between Smalls and Evans called The King and I. Both these women were a part of Biggie Smalls' life and shared many things in common. There was an A&E documentary made on the life and times of Biggie Smalls. It was titled Biggie, The Life of Notorious B.I.G. It outlined the fact that his influence was spread more widely beyond hip-hop. In January 2020, Smalls was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Biggie Smalls' life in a nutshell. Biggie Smalls lived a small life as he was only 24 when he was shot dead in Los Angeles in 1997. This murder was never resolved. He was almost single-handedly responsible for reinventing hip-hop on the East Coast. This was later overtaken by newer sounds after his death. He had a powerful and clear baritone with an effortless flow on the mic. He was free to address the harshness of the lifestyle of a hustler and also vulnerability. Small styled himself as a gangster, and even though he was not exactly an angel, in reality, he could be termed more as a performer rather than a criminal. His being was similar to Tupac Shakur, a friend at one time who turned into a bitter rival. This contest between 2 former friends turned into a horrifying out-of-control battle, leaving both men dead and no one alive to tell the story.